And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The wheels of justice have finally turned in favor of Douglas Mackey. He's the guy who faced 10 years behind bars for posting satirical memes about Hillary Clinton during the 2016 election. A 3-judge panel reversed his conviction after the Biden Justice Department charged him 4 years after the fact. Now Mackey plans a civil lawsuit against the DOJ seeking at least $1 million in damages. And speaking of institutional capture, PBS Kansas ran political ads targeting Republican senators, urging viewers to oppose Trump's spending cuts. The problem is that federal law prohibits non-commercial stations from political issue ads. FCC Chairman Brendan Carr launched an investigation and noted that PBS should, quote, focus more on how they managed to lose America's trust. Speaking of media that's lost the public's trust, CNN is in the news because they've recently blamed Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem for Texas's FEMA delays, ignoring the agency's decades of failure. Anonymous officials complained about Noem requiring sign-offs on grants over $100,000. What they won't mention, however, is that the Coast Guard and Border Patrol responded immediately. Also, they're not going to mention that FEMA is still processing Katrina claims 20 years later. And the media bias becomes clearer when you follow the money. Dr. Peter McCullough reveals pharmaceutical advertising accounts for over 10% of TV ad spending, with Pfizer products heavily promoted during primetime news. Ever wonder why NBC ignored Senate hearings on the COVID vaccine safety? When your biggest advertiser makes the product you're investigating, integrity becomes unaffordable. But there is encouraging cultural news out there, however. A new survey shows 69% of Americans support restricting online pornography access, with young men aged 18 to 24 showing the biggest shift from 50% support in 2013 to 64% today. And up north to our friends in Canada, Alberta is taking action, announcing sexually explicit books will be removed from school libraries by October 1st. Even Harvard University seems like it may want to re-enter the realm of reality. They're considering a $1 billion conservative scholarship center as the Trump administration pulls federal funds over diversity mandates and anti-Semitism failures. Education Secretary Linda McMahon warned the school's accreditation could be at risk, and when even Harvard realizes it needs ideological diversity to survive, the tide may be clearly turning. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.